237.
Note to the Grope, Harry Potter is the man at the movies. Ice in Minnesota and boil your water in New Orleans. Kate Delaney, this is America Tonight. Left, right, somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. It's all about the conversation, baby. And there's no ice on this overnight highway. It's clear. 800-259-5791. I give out the number because I have that dyslexia of numbers. So I figure if I have that, a few of you might have it. So I might need to say the numbers just a little bit more. There are no hard numbers on just how brutalized some of the people are feeling as they go through the TSA. And then there are some that don't feel the same way that I do, that feel that, well, if this keeps us safer, then by God, I'm willing to bend over and take it. That's okay. The bottom line is, though, I saw a lot of red-faced people, people that are tensing up when they're going through security, and it's just sad. It's sad. I mean, it truly is a new, wacky kind of world when you go through the screening process. Every bloody time somebody does something, we react to it. And we've gone through the list, but I'll name a few of the hits. Let's play the hits. Richard Reed, the wackadoodle, would-be shoe bomber. Take off your shoes. The crisis in Heathrow in London when there would have been somebody that was bringing through materials through liquid bottles, and they stopped that, so then everybody had to stop bringing in bottles of things, no more bottled water or whatever it is, nothing with water, that kind of stuff. In fact, I was worried that there would be a deal with coffee because I got some great coffee at the French Quarter when I was in New Orleans, and I packed it in a suitcase, thinking, well, they're probably just going to toss that in a trash can. I'm not sure. But I definitely see that people are tense when they're going through. And there's now even been some tales of people crying, people covered in urine because they get upset and they pee themselves. I haven't seen that, but it's not like I'm traveling every 5 seconds. I went through one lap so far, and it was a smaller airport, didn't have any pat-downs, body scanners. I had the cameras and stuff rolling, but nothing happened, so there was nothing to show there. Now I'm going to go through this airport that's real dicey, though, and that's Orlando, where people are really complaining about the pat-downs and feeling like they're groped, feeling like they're getting the once-over, they're being frisked. And flat-out, the head of the TSA, John Pistol, says, yes, we're sorry about this, we're touching genitalia, we're touching breasts, etc., butts, and that's what we're doing. But, you know, these are security measures to keep people safe. And this is all dancing around the main issue. And let me tell you, God forbid something happens in the airport and somebody does do something and does get through and they weren't part of the pat downs, they weren't part of this whole nonsense, the TSA screaming in the air. And even some hardcore folks that I've talked to on the show who originally weren't up in arms about the pat-downs now are upset about it. Last week we talked to Denny Kelly, and Denny Kelly thought it was ridiculous what was happening at the gates and how you're not safer. He's flown all over the world. You're not safer. It's what they do in Europe, and what they do in Europe is they profile, but that's a dirty word here in America. Nobody wants to hear that. Here's what the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to say about the TSA pat-downs.
I think everyone, including our security experts, are looking for ways to diminish the impact on the traveling public. If there is a way to limit the number of people who are going to be put through surveillance, that's something that I'm sure can be considered. But everybody's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, that's spin at the end of that. Everybody's trying to do the right thing because she can't completely slam the TSA, but she did say she would want to do it. She wouldn't want to go through it, and because she doesn't have to go through it. So that's the thing. That's the difference, and that's what she mentioned, that I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to have that happen. Let's move quickly to something else with the headlines I just gave out. Harry Potter, over $161 million in the opening week and counting. This isn't a surprise, right? I mean, the cha-ching factor in this magician, this kid, the magical kid, is unreal. And J.K. Rowling, it's worth mentioning this, if you were living under a rock and have no idea about the whole Harry Potter series thing, what I love about this story is that this woman was unemployed. She was writing in a coffee house, getting free coffee, and writing the first initial books of Harry Potter that way, and we all know the phenomenon of it, how it took off. But apparently, bad weather in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, didn't scare off the kids who wanted to go see Harry Potter, the magician, as to what he's going to do. I'm told that I've got to take my nephew at Thanksgiving and wait in some two-hour line to go to the Harry Potter exhibit at Universal. Is it Universal? So we'll find out what that's about. We move from Harry Potter, and if you didn't see Harry Potter, you might have caught this as one of the headlines. In the French Quarter and in the Ninth Ward, which is where I was on Saturday, the water, they decided the water was bad because the water pressure was low. It wasn't discolored. But what happened was everything has to be boiled probably through Sunday, at least through this Sunday, maybe further past the next couple of days, past Thanksgiving. They're going to wait and see. But I actually ran into that situation. I had no idea. I walked into a restaurant and wanted to get an iced tea, I think it was, and the waitress said, oh, you don't know about the water situation, do you? Because this just happened. And I was stunned. She said, no, the water, we can't, and nobody can have the water, so we're frantically running out to get liters of Diet Coke and Cokes and, you know, whatever, so that people can have something to drink other than alcoholic beverages if they want to. They don't feel like having an alcoholic beverage. All right, in case, by the way, you didn't happen to stand in line with your kids, your grandkids, your next-door neighbor, whatever, and you don't know anything about Harry Potter, I just want to play a little tiny snippet of Potter. Can we play that?
So where do we go from here? Leaky cauldron.
Too dangerous. If Voldemort really has taken over the Ministry, then none of your places are safe. Everyone from the wedding will have gone underground into hiding.
All right, if anybody can translate that, I'm going to send you John Grisham's new book. Nothing like a Brit speaking fast. As Russell Hollins, he said, y'all, sorry, Paul. I have no idea what was said in that clip. Matt, could you translate what was just said there in that Harry Potter clip?
I've got no idea.
He said, well, that's Papa T. It's a T. That's what I think I'm saying. But if you can translate it, I'm totally serious. We will give you not a Harry Potter book. We will give you, because of Harry Potter, we will give you the latest John Grisham novel. How is that for giveaways? 800-259-5791. No one's going to call that bloody number and say that they could actually identify what was being said there. Probably knew maybe two words. Oh, coming up, though, around the bend, we have a winner for Nail the Score. Remember what the game of the week was? It was my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, taking on the New York Giants. What happened in that game? Were you watching? Somebody nailed the score. I cannot believe it. And we're going to talk to them next here on America Tonight.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Bick forces it out, and picking it up is McCoy at the 40, 25, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Katie McCoy!
Michael Vick, big time, baby. He's got the Manning brothers' number, it seems. Michael Vick, after that world-beater performance against the Redskins on Monday night, comes back on Sunday. The Eagles beat the Giants 27-17. How about that? So Philadelphia now in first place of the NFC East. But here on this show, we do a cool thing called Nail the Score, which, by the way, this week it's going to be on Wednesday in the third hour. And we are going to continue to do it all the way through the playoffs. And we haven't had a winner in a very, very long time, but I cannot believe it. We have a winner. Chris in Connecticut nailed the score, 27-17. Woo! And Chris is actually calling in. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Congratulations. Were you stunned? Were you watching the game?
I watched it up till, was the score 13-6, and I went to bed.
And then look at what happened.
I know.
Is that unbelievable? They rallied because the Eagles rallied to beat the Giants. So they came back, and lo and behold, your score was the winning score. That is huge.
I was surprised to wake up to it. I listened to you on the radio, and I said somebody won. And I thought, oh, my God, that was me. 27-17. I was so happy.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you. We're going to send all those prizes to you after the Thanksgiving holiday because you won't get it in time. But you won some terrific things. And more importantly, who cares about that? I mean, you'll think it's cool, but you have bragging rights. I mean, you've been calling in for a bit. How long have you called in America Tonight to play Nail the Score? For a while.
I started, I think, this year.
Was it? I thought you called last season,
well,
too.
Maybe last year, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so two. So the, yeah. So for two seasons, you've been calling in, and how about that? I mean, you threw it out there, and it is. It's so random. That's why you can analyze these games upside down and all over the place. but you threw it out, and then the Eagles were nowhere near that. They come back, and you end up nailing it. So once again,
I'm glad it was the Eagles.
Yeah, there you go, because it's my team, too. You got to love that. So I'm psyched for you. That's have a great Thanksgiving, and congratulations.
Thank you. Now,
all
I can't call anymore, right?
You don't have to call anymore? Of course you can call. You can
call.
You won, but you can still call and play Nail the Score.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I like to listen to you on the radio.
There you go.
Yes,
thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. How about that? We have a winner. Sweet. Wow. I couldn't believe it because it's been so long. Matt, how long has it been since we've had a winner? Ever? For the whole time you've done the show, we haven't had a winner.
The entire time I've been working with you on this show, we have not had a winner except for Andrew, who filled in for me one night, who technically worked for the show, so it didn't count.
Right, and plus, you know, and he's the prime example. He knows nothing about sports, doesn't really like sports that much, threw out a guess, and he won.
Right. So, I mean, it's been at least, what, two years?
Yeah.
At least that.
At least 2 years, but congratulations. Wow, a winner for Nail the Score. I love it. And we will keep doing Nail the Score throughout the rest of the season, too, so everybody knows. Because this is one winner. We can have other winners. I would love to see somebody else nail it, too. It'd be great to see somebody do that in the next couple of weeks, but who knows? It's a whole guessing game thing. Quickly, I'm going to mention this since I did say about the Eagles winning. You know, the Eagles had a guy that had to be taken off the field in a stretcher, and boy, that always makes you wince. A defensive back for the team, Ellis Hobbs, he had to leave after, they say, neck injury. He took a hard hit to the helmet. Here we go again on the second half kickoff, And he did have full movement of his extremities. I was talking to somebody in Philly right before we came on the air to kind of check that out because he was down for 11 minutes. So that's a scary situation. You got players on both sides of this thing. They get it. And they were worried and upset. They know how awful it is and how awful it can be. But apparently he's probably going to be okay is what they're saying. Because I say probably because there's going to be some injury, but it's not the ultimately – the worry is over him being paralyzed or whatever, but he had movement, and they took him off the field. All right, let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Madam President. Actually, it's not such a sticky wicket to try to do the translation of that English version that you heard there. What she said was the danger is so great that even the ministry isn't safe, and therefore everyone at the wedding will have gone underground. There you have it, love. I want my book.
All right, we're gonna let the vice president decide. Do you think that was the right translation? Should he get a book?
I think that was just as confusing as the actual statement.
I think it was confusing too, but he was trying to convince us of that. Dan, you did a good job trying to convince us of it, though.
We'll play it again. You'll see.
All right, play it again. Play that clip again, Matt. He's got to go dig through the file. Where is it? Where's Harry Potter?
So where do we go from here? Leaky cauldron.
It's too dangerous. If Voldemort really has taken over the ministry, then none of your places are safe. Everyone from the wedding will have gone underground into hiding.
All right, I think he did. I think he did translate that for us. At least it was pretty darn close. So you will get a book. That's close enough for me. I know those people are exhausted. And they're on this new weight loss plan in Minnesota, our live audience, which is just the clap whenever we tell you to clap plan. So clap till you're skinny. Can they clap for us again? Do we have some applause for Dan in Texas? All right.
Okay, now, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was these three men on a beautiful beach down in Mississippi, and one of them tripped over something. So he reached down and picked it up, and it was a bottle. So he pulled the cork on it, and lo and behold, a genuine genie appeared. The genie said, "There be three of thee. Each of you may have one wish." The first man wished for wisdom. The second man didn't want to be outdone, so he asked for twice as much wisdom as the first man. The third man, who had pulled the cork from the bottle, said, "I can beat all of them." He said, "Genie, I want twice as much wisdom as the two men before me." The genie says, "Poof, you are now a woman."
That is so good. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to
okay,
switch some
okay,
words
one more,
I like
one
it.
More little item. Look, I hate to beat a dog to death, but the Martin, you know, say anything about Michael Vickery thing, but
you're right.
You know, I think if we took a vote from all these people that's being patted down, they would agree that since Muslims are causing the terrorism, we should get rid of the Muslims.
You would. Are you living in the same world of PC politically correct that the rest of us are living in?
No,
I'm
not.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I know. I know you're not.
No.
But the world around you is.
No,
and
they're not.
But yes, we are.
No,
that's why they
not.
Won't profile. Why won't they profile?
Because they don't want to have the Muslims go blah, 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 and have Karen and everybody else in the Muslim groups go up against them and have the ACLU come out in support of them and blah, blah, blah. That's what it's all about. But it's time we quit being doing that. Syria used to be a Christian country.
Right.
And Muslims took over. Lebanon used to be a Christian country. Now the Christians are persecuted there. Egypt used to be a Christian country. It has been turned into a Muslim country, and the Christians are under persecution there. They just crucified a kid in Iraq. When are you people going to realize we're at war with the Muslim world? It is a cult. It is not a religion.
Dan, you always say that it is a cult and not a religion. What if you had a Muslim family that lived next to you that loved, breathed, inhaled America, thanked God every day that they were in America, but they happened to be Muslim?
I'd tell them to get the hell out.
Oh, Dan, Danny, Danny, Danny.
Well, I'm sorry, Kate, but that's the way I feel about it.
I agree. The extremists, yes. I mean, absolutely. There's nutty fringe groups. You betcha. I agree 100%. But I think America is a strong enough nation that comparing us to Lebanon, I get it. I mean, I get that these other countries flip, but we're nothing like them.
All those nations were strong nations as well until they became a minority and then the Muslims took over. And then the persecution began on real. Check it out. Check your history books. You will see I'm telling you the truth.
All right, I'm going to throw that out. Dan, congratulations on winning that book, by the way.
Okay.
We're going to agree to disagree on that. Because, see, here's the problem. I always say this. What if then all of a sudden someone said, well, the Catholics, the priests were groping kids. It's disgusting. Get all cat. Forget it. I mean, I know it's a Christian religion, but we don't like that Christian religion because of what's happened, what's gone on for centuries and what we think is wrong. And, you know, that's what you have to decide. Remember, we're a country that is founded on religious freedoms. So it's a slippery slope to go in that direction. Do I agree with extremists? Does it make me sick to my stomach? Am I sick of the Allah Akbar and all that crap and nonsense? Absolutely. And do I agree that that's not what we want to see? Absolutely. Do I think that there should be profiling at the airports instead of tiptoeing around this whole thing? Absolutely. I mean, listen, patting down these white men that are 70 years old, or these young mothers with children that are falling out of their arms, I don't get that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's stupid. It makes no sense. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
If you think that the dopes who want to grope shouldn't be doing that, if it's one of the stupider measures, stupider, is that a word? One of the sillier security measures that we've ever instituted in this country as far as trying to keep our airliners and passengers safe, I'm going to have to say it is. It is. Not worth what they're doing, and it's not worth the frisking, the humiliation, the people who are peeing themselves at the gate because they're nervous, the older people being shaken down, the young kids, same thing. I mean, who knows? The beeper goes off, the kid's pulled aside. Ooh, if I was a mother and I had a young child, I would definitely be upset over that. I think that's completely unnecessary. But again, the TSA, when you call, what they will say and how they'll defend it is, this is what we have to do. We have to take extreme measures to make sure that you're safe, that your kids are safe, that the people going through. Wouldn't you rather be safe? Because let's face it, we have a very determined enemy. And if we don't do it, then we can't guarantee your safety. They can't guarantee it anyway. Now, there is this thing about the National Opt-Out Day, and what they're talking about is National Opt-Out Day. It's just something that got a lot of buzz. You know, someone starts a buzz on the Internet or whatever, and it got some buzz. And what the idea is that, well, you would opt out so that you wouldn't. It would be the busiest flying day of the year, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and you would balk at having to go through the screeners, and then you would just go for the pat down, so that you would back up tons of people on the busiest flying day of the year, and we'll see how many people decide they're going to do that. Now, because of what happened on September 11th, we're paying almost $6 million a year extra since then for basically getting now groped, at least some people anyway. I'll tell you what. The thing is, you have to wear like a potato sack when you go to the airport and put your clothes in your bag so nothing goes off. You know, there's not that chance of the money clip or some other thing in your pocket that goes off. But sometimes people, for some reason, it just happens. I've heard people talk about that. But I'd have to say that the full-on grope is the worst thing that they put on the menu. And you could talk about the body scanners, too, and I would have to lump that in there, because now you look at the pilots, they don't want to do it. They're humiliated at the radiation for how many times you're going through. It's just insanity, and it's insanity because of, not to beat the same point into the ground, it's insanity because we're not doing anything that makes us that much safer. You talk to the security experts, and that's exactly what they'll tell you, that it's not making us safer. So if it's not making us safer, and if you're trying to look at what the successful airports are doing around the world, they're not doing this groping. In fact, they're ripping us in their papers. They're making fun of it. I mean, they're having a field day, too. The comedians in France and England and Italy, all over the place. You know, everyone, frankly, is. Everybody is having a laugh over it, but it's not so funny when you're the person who has to go through. Here's what Congressman John Mica had to say about what the TSA is doing wrong and changing the system.
They should be limited and targeted to people who pose a risk. It's got to be done right. It wasn't done right this way, but we'll get it right.
All right, so hopefully they'll get it right soon. By the way, the airports who have the imaging technology stuff, you know, the full body scanner, and we know with that there have been some x-rays that have leaked out, even though supposedly they weren't saving any of the x-rays. About 2.5 million flyers is the amount of people that are expected to actually go through the scanners. So you got 24 million people that will fly over the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, give or take a few here or there. And if you look at how many people have the technology, it's a slew of airports, like 40 airports, Albuquerque, Baltimore, Boston, Houston, Chicago, O'Hare, Cleveland, DFW, Denver, El Paso, you got Harrisburg, you know, little and big, Jacksonville, Tampa, Los Angeles, Memphis, Miami. You have Milwaukee on the list, and Nashville and Newark and Oakland and Omaha and Palm Beach and Phoenix and Pittsburgh. Any of these registering with any of you that you might have to go through some of those airports? Now, the airports that I'm going through are on the list, but here's the thing. They're not at every checkpoint, every place that you go through, especially in a major airport where you have a lot of spokes to the wheel, a lot in the hub. You know, you've got a lot of gates that you would have to go through various points, and they're not going to have body scanners at every single one of them. And that's what's happened with me. That's why I haven't had to do the body scanning thing, I think, or be pulled aside for the pat-downs anyway. So you think the terrorists can't scope out these airports and figure out where the scanners are, or figure out what's going on there, that these frisks and feel-ups and whatever you want to call them, is it really deterring terrorism? You know? Some people said to me in line, what's all the hysteria about? But this is the thing. It's that one thing that affects every single one of us. You feel for the person in front of you who has to go through that, but it's not you. When it's you, it's totally different. When it's you, you don't want to be that red-faced person. You want to be standing there in line going through. And if, as long as it's not happening to you, I mean, it's human nature. You don't like it and you want to complain with everyone else about it, but it hasn't happened to you. That's the key. And the more people that go through this, the more you're going to see, I think, the complaint volume go up even more. But this is all anyone's talking about. When I say that the show is water cooler buzz, I mean, this is more than water cooler buzz. It's like 10 gallons plus of Gatorade that they throw over the winning coach's head. I mean, that coach is soaked. He is freezing. He is shivering. It's done. It's out there. And everybody is talking about it in the airports, at the checkpoints, going to the airport. Anywhere you look, this is the conversation. That's it, period. All right, quickly, I'm going to tell you what some of the top headers are. The jet, there was a Delta plane, a flight to Russia that had to make an emergency landing on Sunday night. They had an engine problem just after they took off from New York, and so they landed without any problems at JFK about 50 minutes after they took off. And what happened is, I don't know, they had almost 200 people on board. They had problems with the left engine. It automatically shut down. So that's what they do. When it shuts down, you come back. They think it could have been some kind of a flame, because they describe what it was like, followed by a plume of black smoke. Ugh, I hate hearing these descriptions of, well, there's a flame and then smoke and then the plane turned around. At the time when it happened, it was about a mile from the airport, about 1,500 feet, and they say the engine might have suffered a compressor stall, is what they call it. So the plane dumped fuel over the Atlantic Ocean before landing, and then all the people that were on board, they just threw them on another flight. You know, it's when you're the person that is sitting on the flight, though, and you look over and see that, yeah, they can reassure you all they want, but that's when you're praying to whoever your God is. That's when you see a lot of people bowing their heads, because it's just, you can't help it. It's, even though you're safer on a plane than walking across the street, it goes through everyone's mind, especially now with all the things that we're talking about. We definitely focused a lot on this on America Tonight, because I said, boy, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I don't understand it. You had these kids, and duh, they shouldn't have been where they were, but they weren't thinking that way. So they're in Iraq. There's three of them. You had Shane Bauer, Josh Fatal, and one of their girlfriends, if you remember, because she was actually released, who were in Iraq, and they went into territory that was in Iran, technically Iranian land, we'll call it, whatever. So you've got Bauer and Fatal, who have been held in one of the worst prisons in the world in Tehran for about a year. Sarah Shord, who was the third hiker, was, remember, released, and they were all arrested in 2009. They strayed across an unmarked border. They were hiking in the Kurdistan area in Iraq, and Iran is saying, this is like what they do. Everybody's a spy. There were some other German kids that this happened to. Everybody's a spy if they accidentally cross into their territory. So that's what they're accusing them of. And Shord was released on humanitarian grounds. So now this trial date is set. The trial date is, I think, November 6th is the date. And that's when they're saying that they're going to face a judiciary action as to whatever that is. Boy, they got to be nervous about that, boy. And the United Nations and some other people are trying to do what they can. A lot of politicians are trying to, put pressure on Iran, but they're not backing down off of this one. So this freed American hiker and then these two guys, boy, they have to be worried about that. Ooh. Stay with us. We Can Count next.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Second and goal at the 2. Now Mahaley moves in motion to the left where Peel is. And they're going to play action. And here goes Ryan. And there is Justin Peel for the touchdown. Peel the touchdown. And Atlanta back in front with 2:01 to play.
On third and short, Rodgers back to pass. Pass is left, caught in the end zone by Greg Jennings for a Green Bay Packers touchdown. He caught it on Asher Allen. That's the third touchdown reception by Greg Jennings, the fourth thrown by Aaron Rodgers. That was a 23-yard touchdown.
Woodhead makes the handoff to the left side. Slithers to the left. First down at the 30. Tucked inside the 25. On his feet at the 20. 30 outside. 15. 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown.
Oh, what a run.
Danny Woods.
What a run.
36-yard touchdown run.
St. Pierre, blitz pressure, pass, picked off, Ray Lewis, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ray Lewis!
High and deep over Bryant's head, hits at the 3, look at this. And Wendling is down to kill it again. McCann picks it up and runs left, 15, 20, left sideline, 30, McCann, 40, McCann, 40 of the Lions, McCann down the sideline, McCann to the 20, McCann all the way in, McCann for the touchdown!
Here they come. Sanchez back. Lobs it back left corner for Holmes. He's got it. Touchdown. Santonio Holmes gives the Jets the lead. 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, how about that Jets game? The Jets 30-27. You can hear it in their voice. Holmes with the cardiac Jets winning another one late in the game. They're 8-2 now. Vikings, they're toast. They're 3-7. The Packers thrashed them. You could hear that, 31-3. Yeah, not the way I think a lot of people were hoping the season would go for them. The Chiefs, who were terrible at this point last year, are 6-4, 5-0 at home. They knocked off the Cardinals 31-13. Redskins are 5-5. They beat the Titans barely, 19-16 was the score in that who cares game. Cowboys beat the Lions in the end. They weren't doing such a great job in the first half, but they came back. In fact, they did score the first touchdown, but at the halfway point, the Lions led 10-7. Then the Cowboys put up 2 14 spots in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. I know a lot of you are Cowboy fans, so I'm giving you a little bit here. 35-19, you probably know because you watched the game. The Cowboys picked up their third win. The Bills picked up their second win. It's worth mentioning. I feel badly for the Bills. Oh, what a season. 49-31, and I know there's some people listening to us that are Bengals fans. Man, they are 2-8. It's been rough for the Bengals. Certainly anybody who roots for them, you got to feel badly about that. How about the Steelers? Easy game over the Raiders. It should have been 35-3, though. The Ravens, I like the Ravens a lot. Flacco is great. Flacco has just been, Joey's just been great. 301 yards, and the Ravens roll over the Panthers, which they should have because the Panthers are brutal. But this is a team defensively and offensively at 7-3. Man, they look like they could really make some noise to me. And the Falcons ditto that for them as well. They knocked off the Rams 34-17. Same thing. Young Matt Ryan. He looks great. He had over 250 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Interesting to watch what the Falcons have done midway through this season. So anyway, another week of the NFL, and we'll be doing that. Oh, and the Eagles, of course, killed the Giants. Not really killed them, but came back and beat them on the Sunday night game, 27-17. And Chris in Connecticut was our winner. We had somebody nail the score. The Patriots and the Colts. I watched the tail end of this. It was interesting to watch that. And, you know, here we go again with a late interception. When Peyton Manning had a chance to be the hero, late interception iced it for the Colts, and the Patriots roll 31-28. I mean, roll to the win. So they're 8-2. The Colts are 6-4. That was a crazy finish in that game. The Monday night game is the Broncos and the Chargers. And don't forget, we're going to still continue to nail the score week 12, but it's on Wednesday this week. Wednesday, not Thursday. Because nobody's playing nail the score on Thanksgiving. There may be a few of you that wouldn't mind, but it's not happening. There's no way. You're going to be filled with tryptophan, exhausted, passed out, watching some movie or doing whatever. So you're not going to call America tonight. So Wednesday, third hour. Matt, sorry to say you played your little mea culpa, I don't know what we want to call it, to the Vikings, but they lost again, and they're toast.
Yeah, they're done. It's time to start looking to next year. There's rumors that Brett Favre may actually walk away and Childress could be fired. I think I'd totally be fine with seeing both of them go and getting a shot at a couple of these young quarterbacks, Joe Webb or Tavares Jackson, and maybe getting Leslie Frazier a chance to be a head coach and see what he can do for the rest of the year. Maybe it's a tryout kind of like Jason Garrett has down in Dallas.
Yeah, there you go, and that's good. I'm all for the tryouts. Why not? Try some of these guys out, absolutely. All right, here's another quick sports note of sorts. A jury in Florida shockingly on Saturday acquitted a former major leaguer that I used to cover both with the Rangers and the Yankees, a guy named Jim Leyritz, of DUI manslaughter. This goes back to 2007. It was a crash that killed a woman who was the mother of two. He was convicted on a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence. That carries a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail. He was looking at 15 years in prison if he had been convicted on the manslaughter charge, but he was not. They say testimony was inconclusive, at least some of the jurors said that, on whether Leyritz ran a red light on December 28th of 2007, he hit a car driven by a 31-year-old who died. And defense experts testify that he might have been below Florida's 0.08% blood alcohol level when the crash happened, even though he was pegged at 0.14% 3 hours later. So, you know, give me a break. What was the scoop on that one? What the deal was, he was out celebrating his birthday, and they had gone to a bunch of bars, and, you know, he was driving his Expedition. He smashed into her car. It caused a rollover crash. It threw her onto the pavement, but under cross-examination, witnesses who said that's what they saw said they weren't as definitive, I guess, about whether the light that Leyritz went through was red or yellow or whatever, but he was just so overcome with emotion, he was shaking all the jurors' hands. I'm so surprised on this. I mean, it's stunning. I didn't think that was going to happen to Jim Leyritz. All right, quickly, let's cue it up, and let's go to Week in Count. The Irish are a proud nation, but they need money. They need $140 billion, so they are asking for a loan. And they asked the European Union to help them out because they are crippled by debt. So they applied for that massive loan to fight off capital from the banks. They're in trouble. Just look at Greece. So they joined Greece in an unthinkable step. Only a few years ago, Ireland was a booming tiger and the envy of many in the European Union, but not today. So they're looking for money, and here we go. The crisis continues. The monetary policies are ridiculous, and you look at the euro currency, and it's an endangered species, to say the least. We were talking about cholera in Haiti and how awful it's been and how many people it's hit, and it began as a rumor initially, maybe about 6 weeks ago or so, but the rumor became very serious, and now the concern is over the main center, the fact that you've got 1,100 people dead and experts saying hundreds of thousands will fall ill if the disease continues to haunt Haiti for years. In March, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said cholera was extremely unlikely to occur in Haiti. That has not become the situation because of the water, the dirty water. Unfortunately, in Port-au-Prince, they're concerned about the tent cities, and they should be. 1,100 is not a good number for that, and it's all about getting that clean water in. The more clean water they can get to the people, the better, and it's still not getting through enough, and there's still too many people that are living in those squalid situations, so God help them. Let's hope that they find a way to cap off cholera in Haiti.